Hey, 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 what's happening? Welcome to the LeVar Walker Show. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this, I guess, solo. I'm going to try to be more consistent with it, running it, doing everything I got to do, and just continuously pull my career out of the mud. So what's happening, good people? I wanted to first start off by talking about these new Apple goggles. I believe. Okay, so Apple has a new product out called the Apple Goggles. They're considered augmented reality goggles, where you'd be able to work and use your fingers and do all kind of stuff and watch movies. I believe that this will probably be the end of humanity that Apple came out with. And I just want to show y'all what these look like if you haven't seen them. So let me see. Let's take a look here. All right. Let me share this screen. Y'all just bear with me. And we're going to let me show you these glasses. I mean, they're ridiculous. Here we go. God. Oh my goodness, that, listen, let me take this off here. Oh my gosh. So that's what it is. And as you can see from that video, man, we are doomed. We are doomed. Wait, let me turn this off. We are doomed. We're doomed. I mean, because we already on these cell phones like crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody looking at the phone. We look at these phones because our brains actually release dopamine. When you look at this phone, like you looking at me on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, there's a small dopamine hit that comes with that. And a dopamine hit is similar to a person taking cocaine, you know, a pleasurable experience. This is what's called a neurotransmitter. Now, with these goggles, they're literally going to put our brains in a jar of dopamine. Nobody's going to take these goggles off. What happens to the movie industry with these goggles? It's over. It's over. Because number one, I looked at some other reviews. The goggles are soft. They feel good on your head. They're perfect. They're perfect. You can get all your work done. You can meditate. You don't be bothered with nobody. You in a 3D reality. You can go pull up, I guess, with your friend 3D. Pretty soon you'll be able to sit courtside at a basketball game for probably $25 or $30. And then you can just turn them off or just chill. Like, it's looking at your phone, but times 10 and on steroids. And we're talking about like people just being lonely. I mean, there's a movie called Ready Player One. And my brother pointed out to me, he had showed me like a picture of this film, the cover of the film. Let me show y'all this. So it's Ready Player One. I want to show y'all what this looks like. And tell me how similar this looks. All right. Let me see. Let me go back here. There we go. All right. I'm going to get a lot quicker with this, so just bear with me. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Let me see. I don't know. I wanted to blow it up. But that's like literally the image from a movie from a few years ago. I'll probably watch it when I get off of this live stream, but what happens to us? And then what happens when porn is introduced on this thing? We are already overstimulated as a society. Like, we are like just losing communication with people. People don't want to talk. You know, some people, I love to talk on the phone. Some people I talk to, they believe that talking is just a daunting task. You got people that don't want to do them with text. And this device will promote some serious isolation, right? You go to the club with these on. You don't need to leave your house. Everybody just sit in the house. You get fat. You just be naked. And you just sit in the house all day and eat. And you hold on to these goggles, these glasses. And the only thing that's going to slow them down is the price associated with them. They cost $3,500. But, of course, we know over a period of time, they'll go into mass production. They'll make them. It'll be easier to make them. And you're going to see that price come down. That is scheduled to come out in the year 2024. And the only reason they haven't released them now is because they want to give app developers time to develop their apps. I believe these goggles, the first thing they're going to do, it's a possibility that these might wipe out movie theaters, I believe. I mean, because you can put these goggles on and watch a movie like you can't believe. Now, I have an Oculus with my son. He has an Oculus. The Oculus is cool, but it's like so far below this. This is like the real deal. The only thing that's going to slow us down, for everybody down, like I said, is the $3,500, but it's curtains, man. We all are really just going to be in the matrix. We all just be sitting in our house with these shits on. And then the first people that get them, they $3,500. So you got this big $3,500 computer on your head. I would just say be careful because somebody going to knock your ass out and take them when they first come out, I'm guessing. But you will just see people in the next 5 years. Everybody will be walking around with these goggles on. This is it. And you can work on them and pull out your computer, probably learn to play the piano, guitar. You do whatever you want to do. And I've used the Oculus, and it's incredible within itself. I'll probably start using that again, but I just don't know, y'all. I don't know. We're doomed. I guess I'll be doing comedy shows within the Oculus. It looks like Apple is about to beat Mark Zuckerberg to the metaverse he was trying to develop. Because it's coming. It's definitely coming with these. These are very, very nice. And I mean, if my money is right, I plan to get me a pair. So we'll all be saying our final goodbyes to one another. Also, there's a big thing about UFOs and aliens. You know, they keep saying they got alien spacecraft. Elon Musk says he doesn't see any aliens. He doesn't believe it. I'm going to have to go with Elon. I mean, the guy's sending rockets to Mars. He's doing this. He's doing that. He can probably look at Mars on his cell phone. If he hasn't seen aliens, I'm with him. I'm with him. Now, I'm not saying other life forms don't exist. They definitely exist. Because we, as a planet, just as a planet in our galaxy, we are just one planet of a billion planets inside this one Milky Way galaxy. And then outside of this galaxy is a whole nother galaxy. So what's separating us from even getting to the aliens is distance, I believe. This is just my belief. And I'm stupid, okay? I mean, I do have a PharmD degree, but I'm dumb. But what's happening is the distance, okay? A lot of times you hear people saying like, yeah, this planet is one light year away, such and such planet is four light years away. Well, what people fail to realize is that a light year is not a measure of speed. It's not a measure of time. It's a measure of distance. So one light year is equivalent to 5.9 trillion miles. So some people will be looking at it like, yeah, you just travel at speed of light for 12 months. No. One light year is 5.9 trillion miles, which is about 6 trillion miles. So it would take a human being literally traveling at the speed of light, one light year, it would take a human being 34,000 years to finish that mission. So what's protecting us from other life forms or keeping us from even seeing them is distance. It's distance. And that's how big and vast the planet is. Like, I'm not trying to be the Negro Degrassi Tyson, but you know what I'm saying? I'd be kind of feeling that because it gives perspective, right? Because, you know, a lot of times we get worried, we get down, you know, we all got problems. But the perspective from that is when you look up into the sky, just know we on a rock on this ball that's spinning 800 miles an hour in space. And there are 8 billion of us on this ball. And there are a billion more balls that are spinning. Right? So it just shows you that how small we are as humans. Like, we are very, very tiny, because even if you look at, I'm telling you, it's a billion planets. If you look on a beach and you see the sand, each grain of sand represents a planet in our galaxy. And that's what it looks like. And we're only on one of those grains of sand. I just been getting really like weirded out and bugged out and amazed by space, time, and travel. It's really deep, and it just puts a lot of things in perspective. We just here today, gone tomorrow. Life is super short. Even when you think about our relative lifespan of, you lucky if you make it 80 years, if you compare that to the relative age of the Earth of about 4 billion years, I mean, we are here less than a blink of an eye, just as organisms. So that's that. You know, I'm going to be covering various topics on the LeVar Walker Show. This is not a show where I'm just going to be on here like trying to make people laugh every 2 minutes. That's whack. I mean, I just like to talk about interesting topics. We'll do a little bit of science, a little bit of healthcare, a little bit of topics. Like, one of the topics that's going on right now is R. Kelly. Somebody was talking about R. Kelly versus Gunna. Like, nobody wants to listen with Gunna because they said that the rapper Gunna from YSL is a snitch or a rat. And he told on the rapper Young Thug. Now, so they don't want to listen to his music. So people were saying, well, you still listen to R. Kelly, who molested children and raped children. So you would much rather listen to a man that's raped children than listen to a man that wanted to be free to be with his family. Like, it was a relative comparison. Now, I'm not a street guy. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't deal with street politics and all that gangster shit. It's too, you know, the one thing about all that G code and that gang, what amazes me about all of that is all these guys seem to be able to somehow follow the G code and the street code to the T, but you just can't follow regular laws to be a law-abiding citizen, which is interesting to me, because sometimes we as Black people, we embrace this negative subculture and these stereotypes and accept it as our culture. with all this music shit. It's all stupid. It's all stupid. It's all stupid. One of the things going on right now, this boy, Zion Williamson just had a child. Zion Williamson, 22 years old, had a child with a 30-year-old, a 29-year-old stripper who already has a grown child. Now, the stripper's pregnant. And at the same time, he was cheating on her with a porn star named Mariah Mills. Zion Williamson was the number one draft pick out of Duke. Really big guy. I guess he's turned into somewhat of a bust at this point. I guess he is a bust. He only played like 26 games in the season. But the kid has about a $150 million contract with the Pelicans or something. 22 years old. And he's just running the car off the road. Now, I'm not here to condemn him, because that is, with great power comes great responsibility. And to give a 20, like, I couldn't imagine being 22 with that kind of money. A 19, you give me $100 million and pat me on my back. I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind looking back. So now I even look at LeBron, and I have to give LeBron more props, man, because this brother, from the age of 18, been in the NBA, stayed on the straight path, no outside children, got a beautiful black family, and he's doing what he's supposed to do, helped all his friends, not just buying them shit, but put all his homies in position. So he is definitely a GOAT in that respect. I mean, I don't think he's a better basketball player than Michael Jordan, but he's a better man and a better person. I don't think I even want to meet Mike, to be honest, like, for what? But LeBron seems like a very warm, loving, and kind young man, and didn't have a father. You know what I'm saying? But he had a gift and size and strength and the genetics to do what he does. But I just don't know. And then the girl, so Zion, who's messing with the porn star, I talked about this today where I did a video. She gets upset because she's on Twitter just going in. Now, this is a porn star. I mean, you get off of here, go to X videos, Pornhub. I bumped into her a couple times myself on those platforms, but that's another story. But she tweets, you putting my life in danger, fucking all these hoes raw. Now, I've watched her, and she getting broke off by big horse dick niggas. Like, it's ridiculous. Raw. And for her to have audacity to call this man out for this, it's just crazy. These are some very strange times that we living in. These are very strange times. So I just don't know. I just wish this young brother the best. You know what I mean? I hope he gets back. I mean, hell, he only played 26 games in the season, but we can see where his time is going. His time is going in the fucking strippers and porn stars. It's crazy. And you would think at 22, you wouldn't want to necessarily marry or settle down with a 30-year-old with children. I don't know. I come from a different day. I don't know. I just hope, if you're a young man watching this, man, just watch out for the traps and the tricks and everything they're doing, bro. Please watch out for that. I took my son to see the Spider-Verse. Let me take this off because we talked about Ready Player One. I took my son to see that new Spider-Man Homecoming, which was an excellent movie. If you go see it, just go check it out. I won't do a spoiler alert. But look, and now it's time for me to wrap this show up. My name is LeVar Walker. comedian, pharmacist, friend, whatever you want to call me. But listen, I'm going to be at the Arlington Improv June 15th to the 18th. And you can get those tickets at LeVarWalker.com. Tour dates. And also, I'm going to try to drop this every Thursday at about 7 p.m. So I'm gonna try to be a little more consistent. I know I've been on and off, and y'all see me pop up in and out, but I'm gonna really go hard, put this work in. So thank you guys for tuning in. Good night and God bless. Let me see here. All right.